This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show, Andy and Randy. Falcons training camp. We'll be back tomorrow as well, and Wednesday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week also. As it is, I keep hearing Caleb say it in the updates, and he's right. It is game week. Falcons have a preseason game number one on Friday against the Detroit Lions, which is awesome. I mean, that's the thing about when it all kind of starts – It starts to happen, you know, like we get out here and then boom, you snap your finger and it's, you know, and we said this last year, I think we say it every year, but I definitely said it last year and want to keep this in mind. Enjoy it, because February gets here before you know it.
Damn sure does,
the
dude.
Football season seems to just fly by every single year, and then we're just waiting for it to come back. So we're in it. We're at the very beginning of it, but just enjoy it, man.
That's the one thing about it. It's because it goes so – we wait so long for it to get here, and then before you know it, it's December. We're like, damn, it's – you know. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun ride. It all gets started this Friday. And like you said, we got plenty of time to talk about, you know, who's going to be playing, who's not. We know who's not going to be playing. We know that.
We do.
And I know that Michael Penix and Kurt were the names that were called, but nobody who's a first-team player is going to play, especially on offense. Defense, if you include the young guys in there, they'll probably play. Like some of the like we know Pearson and Jalen, if he's healthy, is going to go. But I wouldn't see Floyd or nobody like that or guys like that.
Nope.
But you get to see a lot of those dudes to go out there. Bergeron and those dudes will be out there going running around and have an opportunity to make some plays and continue their development. The young man we just talked to, Casey, he's going to play a lot of ball on Friday night. So yeah, you're going to get to see a lot of these young guys who are, you know, just still developing and trying to give or add depth to this roster.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle here as we are broadcasting live from Falcons training camp. We'll get back into a handful of different Falcons topics throughout the show, but let's get to everything else that's going on around the league.
We're going no huddle
with the midday show. No huddle,
the best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go. Set.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. No bigger story in the league right now than this one, and here's Jerry Jones over the weekend adding a little more fuel to it.
As always, in any relationships, there are different moods at different times of your relationship. That's what it is. Don't lose any sleep over it.
So just to be clear,
that's one thing I would say to our fans. Don't lose any sleep over it. I know my attitude, and my attitude is the same one I've had. I think the world of Micah, he's an outstanding player. He can really help us, but he's got to fit in with what's in the best interest of the team, and that's what the negotiation's all about.
You know, he tell her to go. He tell his woman, "Hey, man, I don't want to hear that. Go lay down. All right, I don't want to. I'm not losing no sleep over no argument. Yes, I was on a sprinter van with some strippers, but you know what? That's my business, not yours." That's not like something that he'll say. This is just. What's the word? Pandering? pondering, whatever it is.
Well, those are both words.
Yeah, no, I'm saying when I'm looking at what Jerry's doing.
Oh. Is it pandering?
Is it pandering?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I think this is more.
Whatever.
I don't even know what it is.
Right now, no, this is Jerry.
Jerry doesn't pander.
No, this is Jerry knowing that he calls the shots.
Yeah.
All right, this is what Jerry, because Jerry knows he controls the outcome of this situation. He's going to pay Micah, but like you said, and everybody always says this about the Cowboys, it's rightfully true. And Jerry addressed it this summer about the attention and all those and dragging these things out because he's done it.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. He's done all of these different things, but none of these guys ever asked for a trade. I saw that long-ass letter that Micah wrote. I wouldn't read it.
Yeah, I didn't read all that.
Because I already knew what he was going
to say. I didn't read all that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to read all that.
I knew somebody would tell me the important parts.
Yeah, and the most important part of it, he wants a trade.
That's
now, Jerry's not trading him. Jerry is going to pay him, but it's just one of those things where Jerry felt like Micah, I won't say duped him, because I think Jerry was trying to dupe Micah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I think
exactly.
I think Jerry was trying to dupe Micah.
Jerry was trying to get Micah to agree to something verbally that no player would agree to without the presence of their agent.
Yes.
And I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know why you would even attempt that at this point of your career of owning a team and dealing with all of these negotiations. I don't know, man. Like, everyone tries to make all of these recent comparisons, and I don't know that there really are any, because I don't think it is the same as any of the other Cowboys. The Khalil Mack one is the one people make. I don't think it's the same as that either.
Because Khalil wasn't disgruntled.
No.
They just didn't want to give Khalil the money Khalil wanted.
The only one I can think of in Cowboys history is Emmitt.
Yeah.
And Emmitt missed games.
Emmitt
missed two games.
He missed the first three games, and they lost both
And they went 0-2.
Yes.
And then he got his money,
yep.
And then they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. But I think, you know, Jerry just doing, you know, this thing where he's trying to use other examples. I saw the trying to use the Dez Bryant and Rock Nation, and Jay-Z came out like, that didn't happen like that, Jerry. What are you talking about? That's not how it happened, Jerry.
Yeah, that's the problem with everything you say being public is other people are going to check you.
Yeah.
Like, actually, that's not true.
Yeah, Jerry, that didn't happen that way. And so, yeah, it's just going to be one of the things where Micah might get his deal just like that guy that leaving the hotel Sunday morning to go play the Cleveland Browns.
Probably.
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen because the money is there. The deal is actually probably there. Jerry knows what Micah wants. T.J. Watt got 41, so Micah probably wants 42.
Yeah.
You know, and you keep it moving, and you keep it moving.
Exactly right. Hey, some good stuff before we get back to talking about who's available and who's not and who's holding out and who wants trades. The Hall of Fame ceremony was really fun over the weekend. It's just always so cool to see those guys celebrated for their great careers. Another year, another teammate of yours goes into the Hall of Fame.
Man.
Antonio Gates' speech was really great.
Yes, it was.
And I just enjoyed everything from the weekend. Any big takeaways besides Jared Allen almost being a Washington
Huskie? That was the funniest thing to me when they were talking, because I was listening to it on the radio going down to my uncle's house as we had a big family gathering this weekend, and it was just funny listening to his Zig giving out all these insides to all the players, and that one about Jared Allen had me cracking up. I was like, what? He was selling hot yearbooks.
So he stole a bunch of yearbooks from the high school.
Yes.
Because those are expensive.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Like, yearbooks are $100.
Yes, they are.
Like, I don't know if I'm doing all that. Like, that's a lot.
He was trying to
just
sell
to remember
them.
All these people?
Yeah, I'd say he was trying to sell them, man. That was the funniest thing ever, man. I really enjoy Gates' his speech. I think that's one of the things that people don't get to see a lot of him, because he is not – he's a real, real laid-back, low-key brother, man. He don't speak a lot. But his speech was outstanding. Love how he thought not just his teammates, but all the coaches that helped get to where he was, for his basketball coaches, high school.
Yeah.
Obviously, our tight end coach, Jay Mike, called me Saturday morning. He's like, are you here? I was like, nah, I couldn't make this trip. But he was just like, I ain't talked to Jay Mike in a couple years. And he was the one that Gatesy said, labeled out in his speech and things like that. So, yeah, it was great. Really, really good to hear him. And obviously, I'm so proud and happy for my brother.
Yeah. All right, here's Sean McVay talking about Matthew Stafford's availability.
Cowboys know, you know, the Cowboys, I would say that's less than likely. With the Chargers, you know, I know I'm probably irritating you guys, but it truly is a week-to-week thing, and what I don't want to do is set a timeline. I know he's making good progress. You know, saw Dr. Watkins again today. Everything is in good shape. But to answer your question, Gary, the Cowboys is a no, and then, you know, we'll see about the Chargers.
Something wrong.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Well, because remember, and something was wrong last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think last year contract had a little bit more to it.
Okay.
So there's something physically wrong with staff. And they're talking – I saw that Sean was like, he's not going to do jog-throughs or anything like that. He's a – I mean, when you say a guy is week-to-week in training camp –
yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
That's
and
bad.
So I know – I think it's his back that's bothering him.
Is that
so
what it is?
I think it is.
Okay.
And so yeah, this is one of the things where you got to just wait it out and see. I do think he'll be ready for the season. But, yeah, when you talk about, like, week-to-week in training camp for a player.
Well, it's just so brutal because it was, you know, it took him a while to get ramped up last year, too.
Yeah, and once he did.
And then he was played awesome. Like, by the time he was, which is crazy, most guys don't get healthier as the season goes on. But he was kind of at his best late in the year, and then in that playoff game played really well against Philadelphia. And when they have all their guys, they're a very good team.
They're a problem.
It's just, I mean, I just feels like this is kind of what it's going to be for Matt Stafford. However many years he has left, I don't know, but he's been through a lot.
Yeah, man.
Like, I mean, Detroit years
stick it out of him.
Those are, what did Drake London said, football
dog
years or dog years?
Yep, elephant years.
Yeah, those Detroit years are elephant years.
Yeah, man.
The lion years, I guess.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, man, like his body has been through it.
Yes.
So, yeah, hopefully he can play because I do think they could be pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Here's Dan Quinn talking about Terry McLaurin.
We love Terry. I'm really glad he's here. Hopefully he's out practicing soon. And we also understand there's the business side of this things that Adam and his side and Terry and his reps are working it through. So I just kind of, you know, stay in that space. We recognize both are happening. But like I said, I'm really glad he's here. I love coaching him. But the business side, you know, that's kind of where it's at. And it's not, somebody asked me, is it a distraction? It is not. The players today, they're more aware of contracts and things maybe than they used to be. And They recognize that business part happens
this.
As well. So for the team, we're just rocking and going and throwing some great practices for Terry and the trade request. Like, man, that's part of normal business that, you know, it's happening around the NFL. It's normal. We understand it.
I like that these guys just flat out don't take the trade request seriously.
Yeah, because you don't.
They're like, that's normal.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean,
kind of.
What do you have?
You don't hear that many active great players demanding trades.
What do you have? What do you
maybe
have
more now
as a football player when you're in Terry McLaurin's situation?
Right.
You have your services, and that's
right.
Pretty much it right there. I know that they need Terry. Terry knows they need Terry. Terry is one of the best deep threats in the league. They have a quarterback who throws the best, one of the best, most accurate deep balls in the league. I know they got Debo and all those other things, but they're not going to stretch you.
What's
like
the
that.
Issue? What's the issue? Terry McLaurin's really good.
Terry McLaurin
is up for a contract.
Terry McLaurin, and you got to look at it. This would be his third deal.
Yeah.
This would
right,
be,
he's going to be 30.
Yes, and that's always the thing of paying him where the market is at the age of 30. I mean, it's just always they want to use that against you all the time. And then they want to hold the fact that, you know, that DK is 2 years, 3 years younger than him, even though I think they're in the same draft. But I think the biggest thing with it is watch the production of your quarterback when he's there and when he's not there.
And also, like, they're trying to win right now.
Yes.
Like, they made the NFC Championship game last
year. They don't have one of those on the roster. Debo is great. Debo doesn't do what he
if
does.
You don't have Terry McLaurin, like, you don't. Yes. A lot of those one-score games that they won last year, they don't win those games.
Exactly.
Like,
I agree.
So
the big catch in Cincinnati, the big catch again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When they beat the, I mean, I saw, I caught the part where you talk about the negotiating the contract. And
I just, I tried this time, Randy.
I know, but it's just funny because I was like, yeah, I remember this story, man. Yeah. But y'all did sound, it was sound like it was a lot of fun, man.
We had a good time.
Sound like it was a lot of fun, but I did hear that specific part right there, and then the Kyle Pitts conversation you were having about what I like how Jarvis is framing, what's ball out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was a great question.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great question. Yeah. So if Kyle Pitts balls out, whatever, it's such a, you know, such an ambiguous term. It could mean anything. What does that look like, and what is the contract next offseason, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. He made a great point when we were talking about just like, okay, this offense, how it's set up, who's getting the ball, and who's getting the ball when and all that. Like, just from a math perspective, this isn't even for, you know, whatever. I think I'm pretty comfortable in the fairness with which you and I have had our Kyle Pitts discussions. I don't think either one of us have been too harsh. Neither have either one of us been apologists for Kyle Pitts.
No.
I think we've been pretty honest right in the middle.
Yeah.
So this isn't like this isn't like a biased comment. It's just math. Like, at a certain point, there's only so many plays that are going to be run on offense.
Yes.
And Bijan's going to get the ball a lot.
Yes.
And Drake London's going to get the ball thrown to him a lot.
Yes.
And assuming that Darnell Mooney is healthy, he's going to get the ball thrown to him quite a bit as well. And you know, and obviously, you know, there's other guys that are going to get touches. But, like, you start breaking it down as far as who's getting it where and when and all that. Like, I don't know. Best case scenario, how many catches are there?
Well, when I was in with Abe on Friday, because that's how Abe likes to portray himself, as this is his show. But as I was in with Abe on Friday, he asked me a similar question.
The midday show with Abe Gordon.
Yeah.
With special guests.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Featuring Randy McMichael.
But, I said, he asked the same question. I said, I thought Kyle was going to be second on the team.
In terms of?
Receptions.
Oh.
Yeah. I had a Drake, Kyle, Bijan.
Moody. Darnell.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's how I had it.
That'd be great.
That's how I had it. I think it would be a more successful offense if it was like that.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah. Like, if that's the way that it breaks down, that probably means that he's effective.
Yes.
They found a way, whatever it is.
Unlock him, baby.
Yeah, to unlock him. The locksmith, Michael Penix, and Zach Robinson, to get him the ball, and that would be great. If he's fourth or fifth, then – yeah, it's probably a pretty easy conversation in the offseason.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. If he's second, it might be a hard conversation.
It might be a hard offseason. Exactly.
Because if he does go out there and have, you know, like some pretty top-end type numbers, you know, then you look at yourself and you're like, all right, he did it, which is great. We love it. this is something that I would love to have to worry about next offseason because that meant he did well this year.
Yes.
But then you ask yourself, was that just contract year motivated? Like, you know, how does all that work?
And we'll worry about that when it's contract time.
Exactly.
Because if it's contract related and you ball, we reap the benefits of that.
That's right.
We don't have to give you that, but we reap the benefits
of the ball. And also the great thing about that is we get to reap the benefits of talking about what that looks like if it works. And then they have to decide whether or not they're going to do it.
Right.
They don't no matter how strongly we feel one way or the other in the offseason in that conversation, and as much as Terry Fontenot and Raheem, I think, respect our opinions, I don't think they're going to be listening from 11 to 2 to decide what to do with Kyle Pitts' contract.
Yeah, they listen to us.
What do Andy and Randy think? What'd they say?
Exactly.
They said, don't pay him.
That's exactly what's going to happen, man. But, yeah, we were. You were talking about money. And then we was about to talk about some NBA notes, and I saw the Luka Doncic thing. I'm not surprised he signed it, but I was surprised the length because of everybody talking about the four-year deal of this. He signs a three-year extension. Basically, it's two and one.
Yeah.
He can opt out. And if he opts out in 28, he's eligible for 5 years, $417 million.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what he'll do more than likely, unless it just doesn't go well in L.A. And he wants to pick up that third-year option. But, yeah, essentially it's a two-year deal for a boatload of money. And it gives the team a couple of more years to figure out exactly what they're going to do to try to build the thing around him. And then assuming that they're happy with him and he's happy with them, he opts out and they give him half $1 billion to be the face of the franchise into his early 30s.
Yes.
And to me, that feels like the most likely course of action from here.
Yeah.
And I get it. I get it from his standpoint just of like, you know.
Don't lock yourself in.
Don't lock myself in and let me get back to all that max contract money sooner because, as we know, with the media rights deal the NBA just signed, the cap's going up every single year.
Yeah.
For the next decade. Yeah. And it'll probably go up after that, too. But as it stands right now, like, Luka needs to position him to negotiate every couple of years, just like LeBron did.
Yeah.
Just like LeBron did when he was in his prime. Now the interesting thing is they're teammates.
They're teammates. It's a funny, weird situation because I know now, you know, usually when stuff like what I saw this weekend, because Joker declined to sign his new contract this offseason.
Yeah, so he wants to go to the bank next offseason.
But no. He's lining it up with Luka.
Oh,
He lined up for Luke, so him and Luke could be in L.A. together.
That's further from his hometown, so I don't think he wants to go there.
Yeah, but any man who hugs the horse harder than he hugs his teammates after winning the championship, it just might be. You never know, man. You never know with that. But, it's so many different things, so many ways that you can view this from a Luka standpoint. Obviously, he is the new face of that franchise. LeBron is there. LeBron's the leader of that franchise. LeBron's the leader of that team. Luka's not – you know, and I know there was his teammates there. LeBron wasn't.
I don't know. What does that even
LeBron
mean?
LeBron wasn't at the. Wasn't at the press conference. I'm like, well, LeBron's never been at anybody's press conference.
Yeah,
he should have been at Luka's. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
These are the funny things that are happening now, though. But like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? LeBron's the leader.
Because he's the elder spokesman.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
I do like that every time Luka does something or, like, he's getting all this pub for working out and exercising, and then he gets that contract, LeBron was real quick to drop some workout videos just to make sure everybody knows.
He drops workout videos all the time. He's a thirst trapper.
He likes a little.
He's a 350. He's a 350 in the morning thirst trapper.
He likes a little attention grab. As soon as he feels like it's straying a little away from the LeBron.
Let me get on this golf course.
Yeah. Let me and Bronny post some golf pictures. Let me get some curls in there so they know I'm working out too.
Let me get on this golf cart.
You know what I mean?
Whatever, man.
He's never been afraid of that, which whatever. I don't really care one way or the other, but he does like to be a part of the conversation. He doesn't like it to stray too far away from him. Now I don't know that he's like, I don't think he has an issue with the Lakers making the decisions they're making. I wouldn't think that he would. I would assume that he would understand at the age of 40 that they're going to probably go all in and rally behind the 26-year-old guy.
Because they have to. Yeah.
I am interested to see how it plays out, though. Like, if they're going to play a whole year together, maybe. Maybe they do that. And if Luka plays to his best and LeBron's healthy, then it probably works out pretty good.
It does work out. That's why when people were talking about all the stuff they need, I would say, no. You got enough if that number 77 plays like number 77 is able to play.
Yeah.
That dude,
if Luka stays healthy and plays the whole year at his best. LeBron also has to stay healthy, too, which is a hard ask for a 40-year-old.
Yeah, man. But anyways, enough about the Lakers. We talked about them.
Yeah. I mean, that all of that is said to me from the standpoint of I hope it doesn't work out. Like, I don't want bad things for them individually, but I don't want the Lakers to win.
Oh, yeah.
Like losing in the first round of the playoffs every year with all those guys and all that star power, it's hilarious. That'd be perfect. Because you know they're going to get all the hype.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're like the Cowboys.
Nothing makes me happier than the amount of hours dedicated to a team being completely opposite to the length in which they make a playoff run.
But there's always that test. Why do y'all do that? Because
you know why.
You know why.
Because people care.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like the Cowboys, which is why Jerry loves these situations where he's,
Jera.
Where they get to talk about his team. This is an interesting one, just as we're sort of doing a little NBA here in the middle of all the NFL. And we'll get back to some Falcons in like 10 minutes in the back page with Bo and all that. It seems like there's a lot more momentum for this NBA Europe thing than there is for NBA expansion. And I get it, I suppose. I they're trying to grow their footprint and probably means bigger money sooner if you expand into Europe. And it seems like they're real interested in taking over kind of some of the footprint of what Europe has going on basketball-wise.
Yes.
Like a 10-team NBA-backed European league could happen as soon as 26-27. It wouldn't surprise me.
But I'm saying, who are these for, though? These are for the teams that are already over there. But are you going to ingratiate players, like, from NBA teams over there? Or is it strictly?
I think you do a thing where it's you take on the teams that are already over there.
Like Real Madrid and those teams
exactly.
Like that. Right, right.
And then you have, an in-season tournament that involves them.
But how are they going to involve – no, my thing is, are they going to involve actual NBA teams with this, or is it just going to be their own thing?
Well, I think there will be times where it will eventually.
Right.
I think the goal eventually will be for a part of the NBA season in the middle, whether it's that tournament thing that they do right now, to also include them.
Yeah, that was it right there. Like,
so,
this new East in-season tournament, like – the ramification of that, well, you got to play the winner of this whatever.
Could be that, or it could even be more of the winner of the little 10-team thing is going to be a part of the NBA tournament in season, and just an opportunity to play more games with those guys, which, again, is fine. It sucks if you want, expansion to a city that used to have basketball that doesn't, but it feels hopefully let's put a lot of our efforts into making sure Madrid has some NBA stuff but not Seattle. Okay, I guess the new hope, honestly, because it doesn't seem like expansion is on the horizon at all. Like, owners feel they don't want to split the pie up. They love the pie, and they don't want it to be
another
32
another
slices
mouth to feed.
Instead of 30, you know? And I get it. I understand. So
we already
guess
got too many mouths to feed.
There's
Buck.
So many mouths.
Yeah, man.
So many mouths, and some of them aren't contributing. So I guess the new hope is, one of these bad franchises like New Orleans or something like that is going to relocate.
But I can see.
I could
what
too. I could too.
Yeah, man.
But that's kind of what it is at this point. If you're thinking about, is Vegas going to get an NBA team?
Nah.
Maybe. Probably not. Is Seattle going to get an NBA team? Nah. They're more focused on Barcelona.
Yeah.
Got it. Cool. Understood. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page.
No.
We all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Now, I'm going to toast something up over here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the wrong damn button.
Well, I got too quiet. You know how I like to be loud in my own headphones.
Yes.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Go to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. And Mike Conti is going to stop by at 1:20 as well. The college football preseason coaches poll is out, Randy.
Look out now.
About half an hour ago.
All right.
Where do you want me to start? At 1?
All right, let's do it from the top.
All right, let's start at 1.
All right.
The Texas Longhorns.
Okay.
No surprise.
That's
there. No, a lot of hype for the Texas Longhorns, understandably.
Yes.
Ohio State, number 2.
Surprise.
I'm a little surprised by that. Yeah, they lost a lot of guys, and they're probably going to be starting a freshman at quarterback.
Yes, surprise.
Penn State at 3.
Thought Penn State would probably be 2.
I thought they'd be 2 also.
Yes.
Georgia at 4.
Okay.
Kind of right where I thought they'd be, 4 or 5, whatever. Notre Dame at 5, going to be breaking in a new quarterback to them.
Right.
Clemson at 6, which I thought Clemson would be higher. I thought Clemson, Penn State, and Texas would be 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Anyway, Oregon at 7, also breaking in a new quarterback. Alabama at 8, they'll have a new quarterback. LSU, they got the same quarterback.
Yep.
They're at 9.
Okay.
And then Miami at 10.
Sweet.
Also with a new quarterback.
All right. Well, I mean, who's 11, 12?
11 is Arizona State, so
really?
Good for them for getting a little carryover love from last year. They bring back that same quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they lost Cam Scadaboo, and that's a huge deal given what they had, but they do bring back a lot of players from last year's team. And then this one, again, probably people that pay close attention to it aren't that surprised, but if you haven't been paying that much attention, Illinois being a preseason number 12, pretty nice.
That's interesting.
Good for them.
That's interesting. They're saying they have an opportunity playoff bound.
Sure.
Compete for the Big Ten. Well, I think the Big Ten is going to come down to Penn
State. I don't know what
Penn
their
State
schedule looks like. It's hard to come out of.
Penn State, Ohio State.
Yeah.
But, good for them, man. Good for Brett. Brett Reynolds is a good coach, man. He really is a good coach. And as we were talking to Casey earlier, like, he does a great job of establishing a physical damn culture anywhere he goes. And just like he was saying, like, he's a part of that Belichick-type structure of certain things. As far as building the culture and the structure of a organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett Bielema.
Yeah.
Good coach. Angry face.
Yeah, dog.
He just always looks like.
He had me cracking up. I saw him.
Always looks mad.
He was on somebody's podcast. He was talking about going to Russ. He went to Russell Wilson's, obviously, because he coached Russell.
Sure.
Went to Russell Wilson's wedding. And he's like, this is a castle.
Pet.
And my wife said, oh, we're going. It was like the invitation came in the mail. She said, yeah, we're going to this.
Yeah. Russell Wilson and Sierra's wedding.
In like Liverpool or something?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Glad he got to go to that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But then you got Tennessee, Boys.
Oh, you want me to do all of them?
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm just looking over it real quick. Ole Miss is at 15. This is a big year for Lane. It's a very big game. And I love where South Carolina is at 13.
South Carolina at 13. Florida's a little hype
in,
there.
Florida's in there at 17.
Yeah, 17. A lot of SEC schools in there.
Is
Indiana still getting a little carryover love at 19?
There we go.
So they're still in the mix.
Is Lagway throwing the ball? Is he participating? Oh, just a little bit.
Is he still wearing a boot? The boot's off.
Okay.
Abe doesn't know if he's throwing the ball or not, which isn't great.
No, that's not.
Because that means no one knows if he's throwing the ball because Abe's a diehard Florida fan.
Abe knows everything.
And then just a couple sneaky ones in there, too, and big years as well, like Texas Tech at 24. They spent all that money. And one thing they're not going to do is spend all that money and not be in the mix.
Yes.
So it's funny because I know they like their coach, but they got to win. Otherwise, they'll just replace him with somebody else.
You damn sure will, because especially the guys that you got throwing money at that program the way they are.
And then Iowa State at 22, and Rocco Beck is back at quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And they were on the verge of making the playoff last year, too. So
down the stretch. They lost that critical game down the stretch.
All right, there you go. There's the top 25. A lot of the teams you're used to. A lot of the same teams in there. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Rain-soaked weekend starting Friday night. The Lady Blue Devils middle school team back in action for the fall season. Well, we've never been in action before, but we're in action now. Just some preseason ball. Thank you, Randy Mack, for coming out and supporting us.
Got to saw
Juice, though, an inning there on Friday night. Saturday, we did win Friday. Saturday did not go all that well, but it is preseason, and now we just start over with the regular season, so we're all good.
Do you play all your starters, or do you sit them?
Played all of them. Only have nine,
okay.
So no choices.
Oh. Yeah.
It was fun because as soon as I got there, because I dropped Samson off at practice and then go over there, as soon as I got there, Juice was hitting.
Oh,
and so,
great.
And then she hit the foul tip to the catcher. And then I was like, okay. And then they went around the damn lineup, so Juice came back up.
Great.
Juice went in pinch run. And you remember last year when a couple years ago, Bo was talking about teaching him how to slide and skin up his leg?
Yeah.
Here she's coming in the home, Andy. She's rounding home. Now, I think she could have walked across the bag. Not Juice. Nice form slide.
Gotta show off that technique.
Yeah. Okay. Then I saw ball. Said, "All right, I'm about to go." Then Juice comes over. Am I pitching? He's like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I gotta see my girl pitch." Outstanding job, man. It was a lot of fun to see him because I was like, it was just like the girls on the other team, all the pass balls. It's like, okay, well, we're here all damn day, but it was great to see her play, man. And Bo's got a little squad with him, man. He got a nice little squad.
He's a good coach.
He got a nice little squad.
All he does is win.
Nice little squad.
Well, not all we do, but, you know, Saturday didn't go as well. But like I said, it's preseason. Regular season does start this coming up Sunday. Don't have a
mostly
schedule yet.
He just wins. Mostly
yeah, mostly
wins.
Just wins. Yeah, nobody wins all the time. Like, that's never
except for
all
DJ
you
Khaled.
Do is win. I don't know
not
DJ
anymore.
Khaled. I kind of think there's some fibbing going on there.
Yeah,
shout out.
What happened?
Because there's no way all you can do is win.
Yeah, he can't get the money.
You can't just win all the time.
Album coming.
Can anybody?
Yeah, I'm at, man.
I missed it.
I'm just simply saying that not everybody can win all the time. Like it's
yeah, that's impossible. Right. You can't. It's impossible to win every single thing you play.
Shout out to Lions Club Park over in Lilburn. I had no idea that place even existed. Nice place. Thank you for hosting our little jamboree there. Speaking of Lilburn, Randy, almost texted you about this, but then I was like, that's probably not big enough news to send a text over. Skate Along USA closing at the end of the month after 40 years.
Are you serious?
Yes,
so,
man.
That's the one we had. The one you had our birthday party at. That's
closing, man. Right down the street from you. Skate Along's closing. Bro, I was actually kind of heartbroken when I saw this because I actually like roller skating, and this is where we have Olivia's birthday parties typically because it's in the winter and you can either go ice skating or roller skating. You know, so yeah, man. August 24th, Skate Along USA. We'll be closing after 40 years. The rink will remain open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for all sessions and Wednesdays for adult skate until August 24th. I'm just hoping somebody buys it.
They don't
have anything in the article here as to why they are closing. Maybe they're just tired of but what else are you going to do with a skate rink? There's only one thing you can do with a skate rink, and that's keep it a skate rink, right? So somebody buy it, please, and reopen. That'd be fantastic. I have no idea where you can even go roller skating outside of Skate Along USA.
We don't need relics of our past going away. Like, we went bowling on Saturday, and I know a lot of the new bowling places are like, you know, it's like high-end kind of, you know, fancier and all that. And that's fine. I get it. You got to try. But, like, the fact that there's still old-school, like, 90s-era bowling alleys out there, like the one we went to in North Carolina on Saturday, is so great. Skating rinks are the same thing.
And speaking of, I agree, man. And look, if anybody wants to send us a shout out on the text line as to where there is another roller skating rink, because look, Olivia and I both own skates.
Well, Cascade's still open,
Cascade's
I think.
Still open. Cascade's
Which one is
open.
It?
Cascade.
Where's that at?
Off the Bankhead.
All right, we'll find it. Sweet. So there is another one out there. Speaking of brand new technology and old school things, so Sunday was also raining. So Olivia and I went and decided to check out Putt Shack. Have you all ever been to Putt Shack?
I have.
No.
Putt Shack was a lot of fun.
Yeah, pretty fun.
It's brand new mini golf technology. I do recommend going on Sundays where they do have an unlimited, because it can, I guess, it get kind of pricey if you were to do like just the nine-hole course several times. But a lot of fun. They do it's mini golf with a twist. They score you up into like the 300s. You don't have to keep your own score. The ball knows you. You actually don't even have to do the holes on the course in order. So if you have somebody with a bunch of kids right in front of you, you can skip them, go to the next one. The ball tracks all that. It's got like trivia holes, and it's got like there's a beer pong hole and a Tetris hole and different little themed holes like that. Where
is this at?
It's over in Dunwoody is the one that we went to. There's one in Midtown too.
Yeah, we went to the one in Midtown over by like
The one off Hollowell? Not Hollowell.
It's right by like it's really close to Georgia Tech.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Howell Mill. Okay.
Yeah, we went there a couple years ago. My wife had a work thing there, and it was great. I mean, it's putt-putt golf, but like you know,
reimagined,
souped up.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I think we got an invite maybe last year.
Oh, you should go.
Okay.
Nice big bar. They have a restaurant there too. It would be a great place. I went with Olivia and we had a blast. We were there for like 3 hours. It would be a great place for a group of friends to go and have some drinks and play some golf and talk some smack.
This is great. Look at us. Roller skating, putt-putt golf, and bowling. You know?
We're getting out
throwback stuff.
Throwback stuff, man.
That's what we do. So if all of this rain has you down in the dumps, it's raining at training camp. It was raining all weekend. Hell, we got Skate Along USA's closing. Here's Jameis Winston to provide some words of encouragement in this rainy weather.
How y'all doing? And don't let the dreariness of the overcast affect your mood, guys. Come on. It is Sunday, huh?
Lord's Day.
Every day is Lord's Day. Huh?
That is also true, Jameis. Thank you very much for those words of encouragement.
You know, the greatest thing about Jameis is he dead ass serious.
Yep.
Dead ass serious as hell.
Yep. Those are the times when he's funniest. Like when he's just being himself, honestly, reacting to questions and stuff like that. When they tried to get him out there doing like scripted stuff or like planned stuff at the Super Bowl, it was fine. But the press conference and the mic'd up situations with him are the funniest things.
Yes.
Because he's just genuinely an unintentionally funny human being. He's really funny.
Yes. Like, what? Don't worry about it.
But he's right, though. Don't let the weather get you down. Make your own weather.
That's right.
Make your own weather.
Make your own weather. Thank you very much. And the NFL Hall of Fame, you all already mentioned, happened over the weekend. So Mary Kay Cabot, after being a nominee four times, gets selected. Do you win the Bill Nunn Award? I'm not 100% sure. She goes
She's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame now.
She's elected
as a media member, as a writer.
Longtime writer for Cleveland.com. She, in her speech, you know, Bill Belichick was a coach of the Cleveland Browns a long time ago when Mary Kay Cabot was young-ish. Here's Mary Kay's kind of jab at Bill Belichick.
If Bill didn't like something I wrote, he'd call and yell at me. If you asked a dumb question, he'd call you out. Eventually, I had to learn to stand up to him. During one of those yelling matches, I told him, if you don't have the footballs to say that to the guys, then don't say it to me. Bam.
Yep.
But now, I totally understand why Bill gave me such a hard time. I was 28 at the time, and he just couldn't relate to a woman that old.
Damn.
There it is.
Damn.
Straight jab.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good setup, man.
That's pretty damn good right there.
I'm curious as to if he was there. Was he there?
No.
I guess he's doing UNC stuff. Oh, man. That's funny.
It did make me curious to their relationship. Like, is it?
It seems like it's cool.
Seems cool. Yeah. Either it's cool or it's really bad. And she was like, I'm going to get this jab, this shot in on coach in public.
The last time I could do it, in a public forum, people are going to listen to me.
Get some laughs off on Bill. But yeah, it seems like probably good. Probably ended up pretty good. She's like one of the most respected.
Yes.
Obviously, she's in the Hall of Fame. She literally went into the Hall of Fame this weekend. But she's been doing it for a while.
So it was not raining in New Jersey up at MetLife Stadium over the weekend, where well over 100,000 people packed into MetLife Stadium for two nights of WWE SummerSlam. Flash forward to last night in the conclusion. Cody Rhodes takes back his WWE Championship from John Cena.
Did he just lose it?
In a strange turn of events on Friday night at SmackDown, Cena comes out, calls out The Rock, calls out Travis Scott, turns back face, so now he's a good guy, comes out as a good guy at SummerSlam, and they wrestle as both faces. And then John Cena hands Cody the belt after he beats him. Then Brock Lesnar makes his return to WWE, comes in, and gives John Cena an F5. So I guess we got four shows left before John Cena retires. Looks like he's going to be wrestling Brock Lesnar in a couple of those.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar makes his huge return back to WWE. So I guess he's innocent. Because TKO is not going to
lose his title in WrestleMania?
Yeah, Cody actually just got beat by John Cena at WrestleMania, yeah.
Okay, okay.
But that's where you know, Cena joins The Rock and Travis Scott hits Cody in the face and whatnot. John Cena makes this big heel turn. It just wasn't working, though.
Who did Travis Scott hurt?
He hit Cody Rhodes. Punched him in the face.
Okay, that's what it was.
So WWE actually kind of severed ties with Travis Scott because he wasn't picking up the business well enough, like too fast, and he was going to get somebody hurt. So
okay.
I guess Travis Scott got fired.
Bo, there's lots of skating rinks coming down. Stone Mountain Skate on 78. Sparkle in – I heard of Sparkle in Lawrenceville.
Okay, I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah, I've heard of Sparkle.
All right.
You got options.
Or somebody should just buy Skate-Along because that's the closest one to all of them.
Buy it and keep it open.
Yeah, man.
Keep it open. Call it something different. You can rename it because you own it. There's a lot of ice. There's more ice skating rinks than I realized also. There's a few of those.
Things pop up all over the place once we get into like October, November.
Yeah. Yeah. We went and did some ice skating last year. We got real hot. We got big into hockey after that Four Nations thing.
Speaking of that, we still need to take Andrew up on his offer and go learn how to curl.
I would love to go curling.
Whenever
I would love to go curling.
Something, he is going to hit me back up on that.
All right, let's do it. All right, sounds good. Thank you, Bo. We'll come back, get the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Mike Conti going to join us at 1:20. The AMA at 1:40. It's all ahead of us. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.